So this is a collaborative effort of the Hawaii State Health Department, University of Washington, NYSERDA Reference Lab, and the CDC. I think we're all aware that emergence and spread of antimicrobial resistance in Neisseria gonorrhea is identified as a major public health threat by both the World Health Organization and the CDC, and that resistance has successively developed to penicillin, tetracycline, and fluoroquinolones. Since 2010, CDC has recommended dual therapy with cephalosporin plus preferred azithromycin or doxycycline, and that decreased susceptibility to cefixime in the U.S. and treatment failures in other countries led the CDC to recommend its use as a first-line treatment in 2012. Hawaii is considered a sentinel site for monitoring Neisseria gonorrhea resistance. We've been part of GISP since its inception in 1986. Our geographical location is right between Asia, where we think these resistant strains are originating, and the mainland U.S. We are one of the first states to identify isolates with high-level resistance to penicillin and fluoroquinolones and decreased susceptibility to cefixime. We were the first state in the U.S. to identify an isolate with high-level resistance to azithromycin. And we have an active statewide Neisseria gonorrhea culturing and screening program since the 1970s with antimicrobial susceptibility testing by our state lab since 1990. Approximately a quarter of all our gonorrhea cases diagnosed in Hawaii are identified by culture, and we do antibiotic susceptibility testing on all isolates. This proportion of diagnosed gonorrhea cases from which isolates are obtained for antibiotic susceptibility testing is higher than any other state, and it puts Hawaii in the forefront for surveillance of antimicrobial resistant Neisseria gonorrhea in the U.S. I need somebody to push the buttons for me here. Okay. We routinely use e-test for monitoring the antimicrobial resistance. And from April 21st through May 10th, we had 8 isolates from 7 patients that had elevated E-test azithromycin MICs greater than 250 micrograms per ml, and 6 of these also had elevated E-test ceftriaxone MICs greater than or equal to 0.125 micrograms per ml. The 7 patients were from our main populated island of Oahu, where Honolulu is, 6 males and 1 female. 5 were identified from our state STD clinic, and 2 were from private practice settings. Our state lab did a pulse-field gel electrophoresis and showed indistinguishable patterns with 2 of the enzyme digests and some polymorphisms with a 3rd. The isolates were sent to the University of Washington Neisseria Reference Lab and CDC for confirmatory agar dilution assays and repeat azithromycin E-tests. We were able to do whole genome sequencing at our lab, but the analyses were done by the CDC. And we had 8 isolates from 7 patients. One patient had 2 isolates, one from a urethra and an incidental culture that was actually positive from a urine specimen. The confirmatory testing on 7 of the isolates, one from each of the patients, including the urethral isolate from the one with the dual isolates, was already completed by both UW and CDC. The urine specimen was sent later and just had confirmatory testing by University of Washington. In fact, we got the results on Monday, so I changed my PowerPoint at the airport. This isolate is currently in transport to the CDC's lab. So this slide looks like a busy slide. It has the antibiotic susceptibility testing results of our 8 isolates. Patient 4 is the one with the 2 isolates, the urethral and the urine isolate. And while it appears to be a busy slide, I think I can help summarize things with highlighting. So when I highlight it, you can see that all 8 slides have, can I do this? This is beta-lactamase. So all are beta-lactamase positive. All have high-level azithromycin MIC resistance. Greater than 16 is as high as they go with the GISP dilutions. They all had also repeat E-tests. They were all greater than 256. And these are 5 of the 8 that had reduced susceptibility to ceftriaxone at 0.125, page down, and an additional 2 were 1 dilution away at 0.06. They all were penicillin resistant, they all were tetracycline resistant, they all were ciprofloxacin resistant, and they all had elevated MICs to gentamicin by agar dilution, and there's no established interpretive criteria for what is resistance of gentamicin, but those are considered pretty high. Okay. This is a whole genome sequence analysis for the seven Hawaii isolates, and the seven isolates, you can see those are in red. This dendrogram compares our seven isolates to 60 isolates collected in Hawaii during the same time period from February through March, and the tight clustering suggests a clonal expansion of a single clade. Okay. A laboratory summary, all eight isolates had high levels of thrombin resistance. All eight were beta-lactamase positive. They had resistance to penicillin, tetracycline, and ciprofloxacin, elevated MICs to gentamicin, and five of the eight had reduced ceftriaxone susceptibilities by agar dilution. An additional two were within one dilution of reduced ceftriaxone susceptibility. And both the pulsed field gel electrophoresis and the whole genome sequencing showed genetic relatedness of our isolates. All seven patients were symptomatic, the six men and one woman. All seven patients were interviewed and successfully treated with tests of cure. No patient reported recent travel or antibiotic use. None of the male patients reported male sex partners. There were eight partners that were identified, of which four were located, and all four were tested. They were negative. One partner to the female case had recently been diagnosed with gonorrhea by his primary care doctor by a urine NAT, so we didn't have an isolate on him, and he was treated by his primary care provider. We also retested him. He tested negative. Four of the patients reported sex worker connections, and two of the partners, when we had the abstract, we didn't realize that there was connections, but after the DIS got involved, we were able to find one similar sex partner from a massage parlor. And she was brought in, she was tested, and she tested negative with both pharyngeal and cervical culture in that. So conclusion, the national GIST data from 2014 showed increased prevalence of reduced susceptibility to azithromycin, but the GIST isolates collected in 2014 that had reduced azithromycin susceptibility were highly sensitive to cephalosporins. The current Hawaii cluster is concerning, as all eight isolates had high level azithromycin resistance, resistance to penicillin, tetracycline, and ciprofloxacin, and five of the eight had reduced susceptibility to ceftriaxone by agar dilution, and all the isolates appear to be genetically related. Development of higher ceftriaxone MICs in and widespread transmission of such strains may severely complicate gonorrhea treatment. Just for the record, how much did it take for me to get through all that? You know what they say, you can take the Jew out of New York, but you can't take New York out of the Jew. Okay. So I'll entertain any questions.
Hi, Bob Cohn from San Francisco. Great presentation. You said that they were all successfully treated. Did you mean to say that the initial treatments were all successful? Did anybody have to be retreated? And
okay,
what were they originally treated with?
So six out of the seven were treated appropriately with the 250 milligrams of ceftriaxone IM and a gram of azithromycin. One of the patients had a questionable sensitivity to penicillin, and it was a private practice setting, so doctors tend to overreact, so they think cephalosporins equal penicillins. So he was given azithromycin and doxycycline. We retreated him with 250 milligrams of ceftriaxone and the azithromycin, and he actually had reported that he felt better, but then we treated him. We get the results pretty quickly because the cultures, e-test, and then the DIS are on the ground.
What is the burden of gonorrhea in Hawaii, and any consideration to overall gonorrhea control?
So the burden, we actually are below the national average with the gonorrhea, but we have a small population. We have a centralized STD clinic, and we have a very aggressive screening program where we're doing a lot of culture isolates. So the two private practice physicians actually did urethral cultures, which is just amazing. And I'm not supposed to say that I don't like the dual NATs, because the CDC likes dual NATs, and they're wonderful for extragenital testing, for testing people in other venues. But I sort of wish, in some ways, that we could do cultures for gonorrhea on everybody, and you know, the NATs for the chlamydia, but then extragenital NATs for screening.
Hi, Stephanie Cohen from San Francisco. Two quick questions. One, was the sex worker screened rectally for GC?
The sex worker I don't believe she was screened rectally. I think it was cervical. They did ask her if she, again, can you believe your patients? Of course, that's what we learned in medical school. But she was screened pharyngeal, and she was screened cervically.
And then second question, you were just addressing this, but the two private practice providers
yes.
that did GC culture, is that what they routinely do for GC screening, or was there something unique that triggered them to obtain a culture in these cases?
Okay, I think they were good doctors, okay? And you know, we tell the good doctors if they think they have gonorrhea, it's really great to do cultures. And we have an outreach for culture collection. We have a transport person from the health department that goes and picks up the cultures and takes them to the lab. So Hawaii is just a wonderful place to work.
Hi, Alan. Ina Park from California Department of Public Health. That was really excellent and also really terrifying. But and I'm sorry, I came in just when you had just begun, but did you mention any connection of either the partners of the cases or the cases themselves to sex workers in Japan or sex partners in Japan or anything like that?
All the patients were in Hawaii. We did have one case that had a Japanese girlfriend, and he said he contacted the Japanese girlfriend. He said the Japanese girlfriend was tested cervically or urine, but did not get a pharyngeal test, and so we told him it's very important for her to get a pharyngeal test. So we did have a Japanese connection. Okay, spellbound. Thank you very much.